It is indeed the day before Thanksgiving. Probably thousands of turkeys are brining in refrigerators all over the United States. But with the nation's unemployment rate at 9.6%, many Americans probably feel like they don't have a lot to be grateful for. It's probably a tough holiday season for many people. One of them is Lyndon Dees joining us yet again, a takeaway listener from Stillwater, Oklahoma. He listens on 91.7 KOSU there in Stillwater. Right, Lyndon?
That is correct.
Now, you lost your job as a consultant in August of 2009, so it's been over a year.
Yep.
So last holidays were probably slim.
Yes.
And then these holidays that we're going into, is it fair to say they will be slimmer?
That would be fair to say.
I mean, how is the employment situation going for you? You've been applying. Have you given up?
No, I haven't given up. And you know, I've got a lot of part-time opportunities that I've been able to take advantage of to keep me busy. And actually, I'm hoping to hear back soon about a full-time job here. I'm pretty optimistic.
About a possible full-time position, which obviously if that comes through, you're going to have to call us back.
Oh, definitely.
So you're celebrating Thanksgiving tomorrow with your family. What are your plans?
I'll probably just, my 10-year-old and I went to the store yesterday. We got a boneless chicken breast that we'll throw in the oven tomorrow, and we'll have that and some pumpkin pie and just kind of sit around and enjoy each other.
You know, explain to me your thought process at this moment and on a day when you're supposed to be taking a moment to be grateful for what you have. Is that difficult for you this year?
No, I'm thankful that, you know, I still have my family and we're all together, and I do have a roof over my head, and I'm still optimistic. So, you know, we don't have some of the things that we came to realize were luxuries, but that we could do without. So it's not too bad.
You know, Lyndon, just a boneless turkey breast and store-bought pumpkin pie, I envy the simplicity of that, I have to say, dude. That downsizing thing, I think I'm going to investigate that, regardless of my circumstances. That sounds good.
I've also found that, you know, I don't have to eat as much food, and I'm losing weight, so getting healthier. So, you know, I don't want to say that's a bonus of being unemployed, but, you know.
No, that's the worst diet plan ever, Lyndon.
I know, but it's caused me to rethink. Do I need nacho cheese chips every night? No, I really don't.
One never needs nacho cheese chips, but they taste good when you have them. Lyndon Dees, happy Thanksgiving and good luck. And definitely, you got to call us back if you get that full-time job.
Oh, I'd be thrilled to.
A happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Lyndon Dees, listener from Stillwater, Oklahoma, listens on 91.7 KOSU.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.